How great is his love for us. How incredibly great his love is for us. He loved his own who were in the world, and he loved them to the end. And it's love alone that is credible. It's love alone of anything that's credible, that's believable. It's the title of a book that was written by the theologian that John Paul II called the greatest of the 20th century. And he wrote it about these days that we're just now entering into of Jesus at the Last Supper and the immensity of his love for us, that in the midst of this, as he prepares to enter into the Garden of Gethsemane and he prepares to enter into his passion, his heart is moved not inward at the moment of fear of what's going to be happening to him, but his heart is moved outward to us. He thinks of us, and his desire is for us to be able to give us himself, to be able to give us a small piece of heaven, that he might be able to be present to us, truly present with us for all of our time in this exodus on earth. So great is his love for us. And it's love alone, that love which is credible and believable. Throughout the world, in these days, beginning with Palm Sunday and then on the Easter Vigil, and even on Easter Sunday, there'll be tens of thousands of people who'll be entering the church, converting to the Catholic faith, or being baptized in the waters of the Easter Vigil. Tens of thousands, and even a couple here at St. Wenceslaus. And every year, when the people, in many different ways, come forward and say, I think Jesus might be calling me to become Catholic. I'm always sitting there, calm on the outside, but in the inside, I'm not going to lie, my thought, as they're speaking about this and speaking about what's drawing them to the Catholic faith, or at least to learn more about it, I'm thinking, you want to join us? Have you met many of us? Have you seen much about the Catholic Church? Now, I believe with every single fiber of my being in the truth of Jesus Christ and in the truth of his church and in the sacraments. Every fiber of my being, I believe it to the very core, and I believe all of it. And I love it. It is a source of incredible wonder and joy and awe. But I also know the church, and I know us priests, and I know us Christians as well. And so part of me is sort of asking inside, I'm like, you want to join us? But in the course of coming to know and journeying with the many different people throughout the years, going through what was RCIA, now OCIA, it's this deep and deepening conviction that it is love. It is love alone that is credible and that is believable. And the thing that fills me with wonder and awe of those who in a few nights will be entering the church here is the way in which God has worked in their lives through their search for truth, which when Pilate asked the question to Jesus, as he will tomorrow, what is truth? Jesus, you remember, doesn't say anything in response to that question, but he shows Pilate what truth is. everything he does from that moment on, he shows Pilate this is what truth is. The ultimate truth of the universe is God. It is love, which is who God is. And it is at the core of everything of who we are created to be as well. It is love. It is God. And somewhere in their lives, they've encountered this in the truth of God, in people who have come into their lives, Christians, Catholics, who have shown them the love of God. Their encounter, even just by chance, ending up in a church and there's adoration, and they said, I didn't have a clue what was going on, but I sat there and it was so peaceful and I didn't want to leave. And I only found out afterward, like, what that whole thing is up on the altar. It's God and it's love and it's what they encounter, and it is love alone that is credible. In a world that's filled with cynicism and doubt and can't believe hardly anything to be true, it is God and the love of God alone that is credible, and how great his love is for us. How great his love is for us. The pinnacle of this love of God for us in the Old Testament, where he takes his people, his beloved people whom he had raised up, and he brings them in the Exodus out of that land of slavery by his mighty hand. And he gives them the Passover as a remembrance of that greatest act of God's love for them. That Passover, which is fulfilled in its fullness in what Jesus has given us now in the Eucharist, in which he accomplishes this new exodus, this freeing us from the land of death. And he gives us the Eucharist because of his great desire to be with us now and in this life, and his desire, his immense desire in his heart to be with us for eternity. He gives us a small piece of that eternity of heaven now on this earth. Though hidden, he is truly present. To just sit in his presence is something that can transform the human heart. And he gives us this gift of the Eucharist through the priesthood, the other gift that we celebrate this evening, in which Jesus, as he is truly present in the Eucharist, he's truly present in an even more unbelievable way, in a more hidden way, in the priesthood. There was something someone had said one time, a priest, which has been a source of continual just wonder and amazement in prayer. And it's that on this night, on the night of his Last Supper, Jesus in his mind and in his heart thought of every priest, that he would call from the very beginning of their lives, of every priest that he would call and set apart to bring to his people and to be to his people another Christ. And it is in recognizing that, in recognizing who the priest is, that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus Christ, St. John Vianney says, is the most humbling thing. Everyone, I love being your priest. I really love so much. And even now, I understand very little of how God called me to the priesthood. I understand even less of why God called me to the priesthood, but I know with every fiber of my being that he did. And I love with every fiber of my heart you, the people that he has given to me, to bring him to you and to bring you to him. and to give, as he continually does, the strength to pour out myself and to be amazed, finally, in you and in the way that God is working in your lives. Because this is the other way in which God is present, in his great desire to be present to us, is through you. He is truly present in you. And it's a humbling thing as a priest to see the ways in which each one of you, you pour out your lives for your family, you pour out your lives day to day, that you live this life of sacrificial love, and your faith within you, the very little in which you see how much God is working through that, but he is. When you allow him to transform you into what you receive in the Eucharist, that you receive the Eucharist, what are you receiving? You're receiving God pouring himself out for you. That is, you become that. God is able to be present to so many in this world, and we see so little of it. It's so hidden, but yet it's real. It's true, and he is truly present. And he decides in the immensity of his love that this is the way that he's going to do it in this lifetime. That he has given us the Eucharist, he's given us the church, the priesthood, and that this is the way he's going to be present in his world to draw all of humanity, to draw them, to call them, that they might know God and be present with him in this life and in eternity. How great is his love for us! That in the night before he died, Jesus Christ, he loved his own who were in the world, and he loved them to the end.